Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello again. Before we get started with this week's episode of Sex Unique Podcast, I just have to take a minute to say thank you to my 681 patrons on Patreon. You guys, we're literally almost at 700 patrons, and by the time I get to 1,000 patrons, I will be producing not only a season covering season one of Vanderpump Rules, but a season covering season two of Vanderpump Rules. There's going to be even more sexy, unique moments from yours truly. And it really is thanks to you guys. You're the reason that I get to do this podcast. Your support has helped me to launch other podcast projects and also expand the listenership of Sex Unique Podcast. And I cannot thank you enough. This podcast would not be in existence were it not for my patrons on Patreon. And it has just been such a success so far. I truly did not think that it would reach this level of support, but the patrons continue to grow. I continue to try and find ways to make the best podcast I possibly can. So I just am so grateful for each and every one of you. The fact that you would go into your own pockets and support this project means so, so much. You have no idea. Like, I can't even put it into words. If you're intrigued and you're wanting to maybe get involved, maybe show SUP some love and support, you can visit www.patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast. And it is there that you will find all the information you need to become a supporter of the pod. For as little as $1 an episode, you will have access to weekly bonus episodes. And there are other levels of support you can come in on as well. But $1 an ep will get you in. You'll have the bonus episodes and my undying gratitude. Again, that is www.patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast. And now, without further ado, I give to you this week's episode of SUP. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope your cake's up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, you'll be both win.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited about today's guest. I'm joined by a pump head that I'm meeting actually for the first time, which is a true testament to Vanderpump Rules, just bringing people together and creating bonds.
I'm proud to be a pump head.
It's Leslie Grossman.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Thank you for being here.
I'm very excited to be here. I have lots to say.
You had lots to say.
As I told you, I had notes and then I forgot my notes, but I know that we'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I'm pretty comprehensive. Yeah. And if you know, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Precisely. Uh-huh. And obviously, you know.
Yeah, I very much know. Mm-hmm. I watch each episode two times, one to just like take
absorb.
It in, and then the next to do
studying.
Notes. And yeah, so I'm like very scientific.
Good
about
for you.
Everything.
I don't know that I on purpose watch two, but I'll just watch it whenever it reruns. Like I have to watch it on my DVR. And then if it's on any other time of the week, of course I. And then a lot of weeks, I'll just watch the old one before the new one.
Yeah. Like, it's good to catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
and
before.
Be up just because so much is happening. This season that it's like you don't want to miss a single moment.
Agreed. This was a good episode too because then the ads for next week look amazing. Okay, we'll get there.
Yeah,
but this
I'm
was
like,
a good episode.
Can you just put me in a coma until they're in Mexico?
Oh,
like,
it's gonna be good.
I need them to be
really
in Mexico,
excited.
South of the border.
Yeah.
When did you start watching Vanderpump Rules?
Well, from the beginning.
From the very beginning.
You have to understand that I'm buying everything that Bravo is selling except for the like ski shows. I don't watch anything that's like the winter. Remember, it was like a concierge and a fancy
winter.
It's not for me.
Cabin.
No, it's not for me.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, I watch every single Housewives. And of course, when I found out Lisa Vanderpump was spinning off, I was like, well, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's really become its own thing that I love and respect.
Yeah.
Very deeply, and I've never missed an episode.
Were you open to it initially? Like when you saw, because I remember when I saw the episode, I thought it was going to be about Lisa,
right?
And like her fabulous life with Ken, and maybe something to do with like Pandy.
Sure,
who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was really thrown by what was presented to me.
Well,
in that
pilot episode. I was not thrown.
Okay,
I was arms wide open. I was very excited, and remember that Sheena had made some appearances in Beverly Hills because of her Brandy Glanville situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to dive in. I was ready from the get-go to dive right in.
Oh my God,
so
I love that
it
level
was like
of commitment.
You know what it was? My heart was ready.
Yeah.
It was ready.
You were in a good place in your life where you were open to that kind of love and that kind of relationship.
You know what I realized last night? It's also the only show where I always watch the opening credits.
Mm-hmm.
And I always fast forward through everything on every show for the opening credits. I find that I see something new each time.
It's so true. The like previously on Vanderpump Rules.
No.
I
love the song. Love the song.
The song is an instant classic.
Love it.
And Dina Dedley, who knew?
Who knew? And so I always notice like, oh my God, that person in the background, or look at her face when the wine spilled. Like I watch the opening credits every week.
You had a good tweet. I remember seeing your tweet when they premiered the opening credits for this season, where you had a lot of background questions.
Yes, I did.
One about Logan.
I mean, where he's just scowling in the background. It was the greatest thing I've never laughed so hard. When I first realized that it's a great opening sequence.
It's great, but there are also still some like TBDs in the background.
Who
like,
are those people?
I have no idea. There's at least two people that I think now actually maybe one is Adam.
Okay,
since
yes,
did see
he's
him
cute.
That put it
hold
together.
It for later.
Yeah,
but
there might be another person that's still a mystery.
Also, there's a couple people that are just looking directly into the camera for the opening credits. I love that. That makes me so endlessly happy.
Yeah.
It's very, very satisfying. Also, just as a quick aside, have you noticed that every single song they play, and maybe you've covered this, so stop me if you have, I've never heard of any song that they've ever played on Vanderpump Rules, but you've almost heard it.
Yeah.
And to me, there is a never-ending well of those songs that are just like, I'm here to party. Like, it's that same song.
This one opened with someone singing,
yes.
It was like, it's superstitial love. Like, literally a word that doesn't exist, to my knowledge, superstitial love.
That's not a
love.
Word. Nope.
And then, but it's like the house band that records just like 15-second loops of like a song chorus.
I love it.
An obsession. And it's like an art form that gets refined more and more season to season.
It's approximations of music, but it's not real music. It's how do they find all those songs? And is it the same girl just doing different songs?
And do they come to her and say, like, in this scene, here's what's about to happen, like, just riff on it. And then, like, she turns it in? Or is it, like, she just gives them, like, 20 to 30 songs?
I feel
songs?
Like it's probably both.
Yeah.
But it's always a variant of, like, it's like a very angry girl who's like, I like it. I love it. It's always, do you know what I mean? It's always yeah. that, like, she's angry about wanting to party mm-hmm. and you're not going to stop her from partying. And they get
on brand.
On brand. And there's about four a week. I love it. It's always my favorite. Oh, it's the best. It's when they good. Do the city establishing shots. Oh, I can't wait for the new song every week.
There were some really beautiful establishing shots mm-hmm. this episode. There were like two gorgeous sunsets.
Beautiful.
Shots.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
They were really making
it's always
LA
sped
look
up
good.
Traffic, yeah. right? It's
so
like
busy. They're like on the east side. Like, they show the east side as if these people ever go, which actually in this episode they did.
Yes.
But, like, it's like they don't go nope. east of Vermont.
No, no.
Like,
never.
That doesn't happen.
No, they would. I think
they're WeHo or bust.
WeHo or bust. Agreed.
Let's get into the episode. Okay. We start in Tom and Ariana's apartment where he's talking about his business trip
yep.
and how he might have pissed Lisa off. Mm-hmm. And
what if we do metal tiles on the ceiling?
He's like, yeah, I think she was kind of mad at me. Like, she sent me away.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I mean, their business trip is their own yeah. journey. Clearly, mm-hmm. it was their first one.
Can we just talk quickly about his outfit in his confessional? Were you going to get to that?
Is it the cowl that's
it's
over?
It's a stretched out camel neck over a bow tie tuxedo?
Yeah. It's really, it's like, I don't know what to make of it.
It's like a deep cowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to
get... not a sweater.
No.
And not a shirt.
No.
But it's made kind of, I guess, out of like a ribbed shirt
what is
material.
It?
I've never seen...
What is it?
Tom Sandoval has this like European yeah. kind of style mm-hmm. that you don't even see on Europeans.
I would say that the cowl goes to lower... It's like, was it under the boob?
It could have been Ariana's
maybe.
Before it got passed on to Tom.
It got
and I wouldn't
out?
Be surprised Kay. About that if that was the case.
All right.
I think he likes like form-fitting clothing
sure.
too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really worried. Like, their apartment is now starting to like concern me because I'm like, A, that tracking shot that goes like all uh-huh. the way into the back of the building and up yeah. those stairs. Uh-huh. And then they're sitting in their room and the mirror's all dirty. Like, it's like, I get it. You're maybe saving up money. Like, I hope at this point you're moving into a mansion because like...
Well, the apartments of Vanderpump have caused some of my worst depressive episodes. They're triggering. It's very, well, first of all, it's not just the apartments. It's always the bed side table combo that yeah. they have too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I can't even talk about Tom and Katie's art on their wall, like the Bubba art.
No,
I don't. The Bubba art, I mean it when I see it every time. It's like as if there's a dead body in the room and no yeah. one's referring to it. But yes, although Stassi's apartment is great.
Stassi's apartment is great.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it looks nice. It's not my personal like color scheme of choice, but
no, but
I get
it's the
it.
Best
and
one.
Like, yeah, it is the best.
And also,
one.
Brittany and Jax's apartment does seem to have some good square footage. There seems to be two full bedrooms, which I'm happy that they have room to get away.
But they now have Jax's like red room man cave, which really that actually brings out like a visceral reaction in me every time I see it. I'm like triggered.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know,
the show is very triggering.
It's very triggering. And the apartments especially are like
the apartments of Vanderpump.
It's like a K-hole of darkness from which you may never recover.
That is an indie horror film. The yeah. apartments of Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for noticing. Your notes are fantastic.
What?
Your
oh,
notes
thank
are fantastic.
You. They're very, I like,
oh my God.
I keep it really comprehensive.
There's bullet points. Oh my God. Your writing is so, you guys,
points.
I wish you could see this. You might have to post a picture of your notes. They're gorgeous.
I know. I need to like auction off this notebook at the
yes.
end of the season.
Oh my
There's
God.
A lot
like,
of thoughts going on.
And it's
on
also,
here.
It will be a comprehensive like mm-hmm. retelling. I mean, this is really fantastic.
I'm nothing if not professional.
No, like you could do, like, this could be like Hamilton, but for Vanderpump. Sorry, go on. I just was really struck by that.
Vamilton? Yeah. Vandleton? Okay, so we meet James's dad, mm-hmm. Andros.
There's a lot going on.
And I have like, it really, so... Seeing James's dad and then knowing what we know about James's mom mm-hmm. put everything about James Kennedy into context for me.
It really.
And I just thought, like, wouldn't you also be kind of a nightmare if you grew up with those two people as your parents?
Well, I wish I knew. I believe I read this on Twitter that someone was like, oh, it's the unknown Mike Myers character. Because it really, I mean, it looked like he was in prthetic makeup.
That was Danny Pellegrino, King.
Oh, is that who wrote
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
I
good,
saw that too.
Danny, shout out to Danny Pellegrino.
Shout out to Danny Pellegrino.
I apologize. I didn't immediately remember that it was you. And of course it was. I mean, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Those teeth were so English. that it was too, it was
the
a
whole
joke.
Thing.
It was a joke.
He goes, London gangster. And like pops his collar. And I was like, are you well, sir?
It
like,
was
are,
tough.
Things are not okay.
Well, we also meant to believe that that was the first time he was meeting Raquel because she was like, it's so good to finally meet you. And I'm like, there was no acknowledgement that this was the first time you'd met.
Yeah. Raquel also, well, she was a little confused, I think, because she was like, I feel like I've already met you before. And it's like, have you or have you not?
Right? Because if
like,
you haven't,
what's the answer
this is
here?
A weird introduction. You're supposed to be like, oh my God, hey, like your boyfriend's dad. Also, Raquel is in too deep now. She's in too deep. Her eyes are screaming for help.
She's committed, though, to like, she was like cracking the whip with James, being like,
no, you can't drink
tonight. No. And then she's like, did you hear me? I need to know I'm being hurt.
Your Raquel is fantastic.
She's a character study for me.
She's like, pretty great.
I'm like, what is going on in that brain of yours?
Because I think she's in it. She's a reality show invention. She's not a real person.
Yeah.
Like, I think she lives in Andy Cohen's closet. Like, she just goes into a closet and turns off.
Yeah, she's a bot.
She's not a real person. But yeah, but to see how much James loves his dad and to see like how nervous, it's like he was so nervous that his dad wasn't going to approve. And then you see his dad and you're like, I think you're cool.
Yeah.
I think
you're going to be fine.
I think you'll be fine. There was just a lot of George Michael shouts outs, which I really loved.
I love that. I love the story about George Michael spitting on him during the christening where he passed on his talents to baby DJ James Kennedy.
No, I've never heard of that, but he does seem like he is what would happen if George Michael spat on you.
Yeah, he is. And I love too when he brought it up, like when him and his dad are out having a drink at that really random bar.
What was that? With
I don't know.
With like the alcoholic slurpees?
And it's like, are we in New Orleans? What is going on?
And like in the long glass, like those long plastic. What?
I've never known that kind
of get to the bottom
behavior
of
behavior in LA.
Me neither.
But he's like, and then George Michael spat on me. And his dad's like, yeah, he did. And he's like, he spit on your back. And he's like, oh yeah, on my back, like you do. And I like, as though that were a normal thing that happens at a christening.
So we've learned that the mother basically left the dad because the dad lost everything.
The dad had a falling out with George Michael, which signaled the end of his music career and the beginning of a new chapter of him being single. The mom left. They got divorced.
I want to tell you something, and it's very personal.
Yes.
And I'm pretty surprised that I'm admitting this on
George Michael recorded. Also spit on you.
It's not. As a Jew, I was not baptized, but it was like, I guess, a special secret Jewish experience where my parents flew George Michael in to spit on me during some. I don't know where I was going with that. No.
Wait, you had me. I was like, yes.
You believed
it
for a second. No.
You did.
I think that James Kennedy's mom and I think we're the same age. And if we aren't, I think we're similar. And then I refuse to believe it and I'm convinced she's lying. But I feel like she said her age when she was on the show, or he said her age. And then I was like, oh my God, either we're the same age or we're within a year of each other. And then I took to my bed.
How old does she say she is?
Don't make me say it on
air. Okay, I won't
make you say
it.
I'm sure we could Google it while we're here.
But no, I disagree.
In my mind, I was like, well, then she must have been a teen bride, like she was pregnant as a teen, because that dad looks older.
He looks older. He looks much older than Jacqueline.
Correct.
And
I love that you remember her name. Good for you.
Yeah, she's like she made a real impression on me.
She did. It's a lot.
She came in hot with like trying to curse Kristen into being barren.
Right. And right. Like, she did come in hot, but you could also tell that Lisa was freaked out by the dad when she was like, "I haven't seen you in forever." Yeah. Like, you
I think
tell.
She's freaked out by both of them.
Correct.
And it makes sense that she would know who these people are and then want to kind of take James under her wing.
Help.
Because it's just like, you're fucked for life
forever
if you have those two messes as your parents.
Also, I have to keep going back to the teeth. I want to know everything you think about the teeth.
I think that he has six teeth and you see all of that. They're just all six of them are in front.
But he had teeth, like, it's the thing that people thought about English people but from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now English people don't look like that.
He's like, he's keeping it old school. It's London gangsta.
London gangsta. Oh, that was so great.
And like James being like weird about drinking in front of him.
Yeah.
That felt
think you're cool.
sad to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think your dad's not going to be super judgy about you drinking.
Yeah. But maybe he is.
Oh, I got meaning inside.
He wants James to party.
He's going to think he's a pussy.
Yeah. He's
right.
Not like a real DJ.
Got it.
If he doesn't like.
What did he say? He was like, remember when you were behind my, and then he called it something like
the decks.
Yes. Exactly. My decks.
My decks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what decks have you been behind?
I don't understand.
You used to get behind a dentist.
How was it? Also, then I start to go into a place where then I start to worry about James's dad and how is he earning money now? And like,
I don't think he is.
That's my concern. And like, when he was like, when Jim's like, I got this, and he was like, I'll get you in London. I'm like, how did you, was it a lot of points? Did you have to save all your points to get the plane out here?
Yeah.
Maybe Bravo paid for your ticket. Like, I worry about him now in England. Like, are you living in the back of like a, like an old Range Rover? Like, I just worry.
I feel like it's like he's a character from like a Guy Ritchie movie, sure, or something. Mm-hmm. Like, he truly is like a London gangster, yeah, and is like involved with some like back alley shit.
So he's just sleeping in a pub right now.
Yeah, he's like, okay, above the pub, maybe in like a 100 square foot uh-huh room with like a cot on the floor.
London gangster.
And a gun ready uh-huh to carry out some like London gangster. Maybe there's like a tiny suitcase filled, yeah, with a few drugs.
You figured it out.
Yeah. Okay, I good think that that's
he's
what Andros.
So what you're saying is he's fine.
He's great.
Okay.
He's thriving. He's never been better.
Okay, good.
London gangster.
I feel better.
Lisa says she first met Andros with George Michael coming back from the south of France.
Perfect.
Many years ago.
Of course.
Which was great. Yeah. I like that she also supports like the George Michael thing, mm, but that's not just like, no, a one-off.
She's validating.
That's like part of the history.
Right. Which, by the way, let's remember that George Michael was a tragic figure.
Yeah.
So maybe having Andros as his manager
was maybe something that brought him down, maybe, and led to an untimely demise.
I don't think it helped. Go no on.
Andros did have like some chic ear piercings,
oh,
though.
Boy.
It was like, yeah, those two. I was like, oh, that's kind of an LA girl.
Fun, like a cartilage pierce.
Yeah, uh-huh, a little double cartilage, yeah, pierce. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at that. Brittany throws Jax a birthday party at,
oh,
Hooters.
I'm,
and I can't deal with that birthday party.
He is 38 years old. Mm-hmm. I want that out on the table.
Yeah.
He's 38. Also, when they flash back to first season Jax, okay, do you know about my interaction with Jax?
No.
Okay. So here's the thing. You know Gillian from Love, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So mm-hmm Gillian I've known for many, many years, and she's a fellow pump head.
Oh,
and Gill and
amazing.
I talk about this a lot. Gillian Jacobs, for those who don't know,
mm-hmm,
fantastic actress. And, you know, we do a lot of texting about Vanderpump.
Yeah.
So I randomly one day stopped in at a place on Melrose entitled All About the Bread. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I love that.
It's some
place
sort of deli.
They're all about the bread.
They're all about the bread. And it was in an off hour. I'm going to mm-hmm say it was 3 p.m. And it was one of those things where I hadn't eaten yet that day. And
yeah,
then I was like, if I don't eat right now, I'm going to pass out behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, I pulled my car over, ran into All About the Bread. And I noticed somebody in like a thick, chunky white cable knit sweater. And I was like, that's Jax.
Unmistakably, Jax Taylor.
Sitting alone, eating, yeah, a sandwich at All About the Bread at 3 p.m. I instantly texted Gillian and I was like, we have an emergency. Because you'd understand something. I never, like, I'd rather die than ever approach anyone. I also am not starstruck by any actor.
Yeah.
My feeling about people on reality shows is they work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your employer.
I like that.
You work for me.
Yeah.
And I can, like, there's none of this, like, sorry to bother you. It's mm-hmm like, there's no talent. You're on it to have this happen. Like, you're doing this so you will have someone come up to you while you're eating your lunch.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not what Julia Roberts signed for.
I need to like get into that mindset, because the first time I ever like approached any Vanderpump people, I was like,
no,
I'm so sorry to bother you. Like,
no,
I'm
no,
a
no,
huge
no
fan.
They work for you. What's the
are
talent
you listening? Listeners.
Sorry.
Take it in.
They do.
They are our employees.
So I immediately texted Gillian and I was like, I'm sweating. Like, I'm nervous. What
I'm
do
sweating
I do?
Right now.
I was like, I'm alone. I feel weird. And she was like, you man up and you go over there and you get your interaction with Jax. So I went over and I was like, hi, can I have a picture? Like, I wasn't even nice. I didn't say, I'm sorry to interrupt you or anything. I just went, hi, can I have a picture? And he was like, whoa. First of all, and he put out his hand and went, my name is Jax. And I went, yeah, I know your name is Jax. That's why I'm asking for my picture. And he's like, what's your name? And I said, who cares what my name is? I go, just give me my picture and let me get out of here. That was my entire...
I like your method went from, nope, like, not even trying to just be neutral to,
nope,
like, very demanding.
I was incredibly demanding. And, like, I didn't even really want the in-person one-on-one interaction.
Yeah.
I just wanted my picture, and
yeah,
then I wanted out. And I did it, like, I was doing it for me and Gillian, because she wasn't there. Like, I was doing it for the two of us.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was my Jax interaction. But
did
when
he give you the picture?
Yeah, he did, very happily.
Okay.
I can find
did
it
did you ever have
in my
to
phone
intro yourself?
No, I never told him my name. What does he care? He doesn't care about my name. I want my
picture.
I like
that you could go up to him, be like outright rude, and then demand this picture. Well, and I thought it was going to end with he was like, no, thanks. But he gave the picture.
Oh, no.
What else is he going
to
do,
happy,
really?
He was actually, yeah, very happy to take the picture. And I was like, okay, thanks. And just ran out like holding my sandwich, my turkey sand. So this is like, and by the way, there's levels. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't come at Britney like that.
No.
I love my Britney.
Yeah.
Anyway, when they flash back to season one Jax, when he was like tiny, like, remember, mm-hmm, he was so cute and adorable.
Yeah.
I just, the thing, the Brittany and Jax dynamic brings me great pain.
Yeah.
It really, really does. And mm-hmm. last night was, I felt that Sheena was the clearest that I've ever, like, first of all, definitely in this whole season.
Yeah.
But she said something to Brittany that I thought was so good, where Brittany was like, but I love him. And Sheena said, don't, like, you're trying to justify 2 years of your life by what? Being committed to him forever?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to feel bad about wasting 2 years of your life on somebody who treats you like shit. So you're going to just stay with him forever? That was a wonderful point.
Yeah.
Okay, we've learned our lesson. Move on. And the fact that Brittany is rolling out the red carpet this year for his birthday, mere months after this horrible cheating scandal, and not just a cheat, but a cheat from the circle.
A cheat from the circle with a public humiliation, like voicemail at the housewarming. Like, the whole thing is so messy, and it just, like, it undermines her self-esteem in such, like, a damaging way.
And every time she talks about it with him, what does he do?
He turns it around back on
every,
her.
Well, you're not perfect.
Yeah.
He is a terrible,
he's terrible,
terrible person. And she seems wonderful.
Yeah.
And by the way, she's the only girl that all the girls love. Mm-hmm. She's the only girl that everybody can agree on. Like, I love her and I want better for her. And like, when she called, like, she couldn't tell her dad, and then she started crying when she, just the whole thing is so heartbreaking for me, and it makes me angry and upset.
Yeah, it makes me, it upsets me very, very deeply as well. Yes. And especially, like, when Sheena, when she and Sheena are talking at lunch, and Sheena's like, there's a lot of guys yes. that are, like, interested in you and want to date you.
And will treat you like a queen.
Brittany, like, she, you can see that she does not believe that that's true.
No, and she really, like, doesn't.
Like, and it's just so sad. And the longer you stay in relationships like that, the worse you start to feel about yourself. And the longer it takes to get better once you're out of the relationship.
It's kind of like being in a cult.
Yeah.
You know, where you don't, you only believe what this person says. And when she keeps saying, but I love him. And it's like, oh my God.
And I empathize with, like, and I've, because I've been there, like, being in love with someone and loving them so much, but just the relationship is not good.
Yeah.
It's hard, but it's like, girl, you're an adult. Like, you need to get yourself out of this situation for your own damn
but
good.
But it's not just that. It's that, why do you love someone who treats you so badly? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that really, because then that, look, we can get into the pathology of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Psychopathy, or whatever you want to call mm-hmm. it, of the whole thing. It's just so devastating to me. You know, that there was, like, that old 50s song, he hit me and it felt like a kiss.
Oh yeah.
And that's what it makes me think of with Brittany. Mm-hmm. She obviously loves it. And, like, but the funny thing is, like, she yells back at him and obviously she's not happy.
There's
and
some
why
sort
do you
of...
think this is what love is?
Yeah.
It's not what love is. And she has so many friends now. And yes, she moved out to be with him. First of all, I would have dumped his ass when he stole the glasses in Hawaii. I would have been like, that is so embarrassing.
I would have been a little concerned about that.
Like, that is devastating. And now guess what? She's made a life for herself here. Any of those girls will have her back. She'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
She moved to LA. She's doing great.
She's on the show.
And by the way, people love her. She's a great addition to the show.
She's a character on the show.
She's so
doing
cute.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. So this whole thing is very disturbing for me.
But it gets more, it's like they're now, like, in it more than ever. I feel like he posts on social media, like, all about her. Like, they are very, very committed. So it seems, or they would have us believe that people are, like, talking that they're maybe secretly married, which would be very upsetting.
And
it's just, it's bad news.
And when Stassi said, when he did this to me, I dumped all his shit, I drank all his Cristal, like, that's what you're supposed to do. And that's coming from Stassi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very worried.
I know. I'm extremely worried. And also, did you watch Jax and Brittany take Kentucky? Did you subject yourself to that?
I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. And this shows you how bad that show was, that I did watch some. I couldn't watch all of it, but I watched some.
Yeah.
But can I tell you why I couldn't watch it? Mm-hmm. Guess what I would have watched? Brittany Goes Home.
Yeah.
I would have watched it. And, like, if Sheena came to visit her and they were like trying to milk cows together.
All the girls try and rehab Brittany out of this relationship.
Exactly. And, like, LA girls in Kentucky. I would have watched that all day long.
That actually would have been great.
I can't, like, Jax away from Vanderpump is too dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's too dark.
And
I
to
can't.
See her family, the way that they treat it, like, especially the mom. And Brittany said something in this episode that was totally bone chilling, where she's like, well, my mom said that if I want this to work, I have to give it 100% and then never bring up the past again.
Okay, I want to tell you.
Well, yeah, that actually is true. Well,
if you want this to work,
you'll never get to talk about the cheating
if
thing.
You want to have dated Charles Manson. You just have to say, look, we're not, I don't care about what happened with Sharon Tate. The past is the past.
The past is the past.
And I, yes, you have that Nazi, that swastika tattoo, but you know what? I'm about today and tomorrow, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's the mother, and that's why she's doing it. And also, there's this thing of, and don't fucking at me on Twitter. Can I swear on this podcast?
Yeah,
don't at me. No, I'm sorry.
This is PG.
This is a children's podcast.
Yeah, this is for children about Vanderpump.
Don't at me on podcast, but on Twitter about this, what I say right now. But like this whole thing of I'm a good Christian, and so then I forgive people. I'm sorry if your religion is telling you to accept horrible behavior and be treated in an abusive relationship because your religion tells you, fucking figure out another angle in your religion and get out of it. And that is not what your religion tells you.
No.
You forgive someone for yourself so that you can move on. And also you forgive yourself and you forgive them for yourself. Yeah, don't let people treat you terribly. That makes me nuts because it's also a lazy thing people do to hide so they don't have to do the work. Anyway. Yeah,
that's such a good point. And like the whole, I would feel, in my perspective, it would be like you lean on your religion to get you through the trying time of breaking up and getting out of an abusive relationship.
And also, we can also, and we're not going to go into this.
We won't go into
but
it.
But I will say it's a thing that religion that subjugates women so that they just say, well, my religion tells me I have to accept all of your horrible behavior. That's a whole thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
So and Britney's parroting that and it upsets me because she's better than that.
She's playing into it and it's not okay.
Sorry.
No apologies necessary.
Thank you.
Sheena does a really great thing throughout this episode where she comes to an event, talks to someone for 2 minutes, and then
I'm out of
I have
here.
To go. I have somewhere to be.
It's so great.
It's really amazing.
And also, like, angrily.
Yeah.
Like, the girls' dinner, she was like, I gotta go.
Now I gotta go.
Yeah.
She's like,
won't say
where she's going. Mm-mm. She thinks she's pulling a power move,
nope.
But it's like, okay, maybe you're going to your rehearsal to your weird Vegas show. Like, no one cares.
Yeah, but it's a pretty good move, and I might start to adopt that.
It's also like, you're on this reality show. Wouldn't you want more camera time and not walking away from the events? But
I also, I'm at a point with Sheena where I don't know how she's functioning with those nails. I don't know how she's
functioning. I don't know how she functions with anything in her life. Like, she's living in a fantasy land.
We're amazing.
Yeah.
We're great.
She goes, we don't need to say I love you like every time. Like, there's so much more meaning behind it when you're not saying it constantly.
I think the main takeaway I'll have from Sheena in this whole season is her just clutching Rob's book of getting the house back together and her just walking around that house and wherever they were, Tahoe.
The Airbnb. Oh, Tahoe. Just
clutching.
Tahoe would be an upgrade.
The sheets need to be stripped from the beds. Just like clutching her sad vinyl notebook of things to do.
Peering into people's rooms being like, hey guys, it's time to wake up. Please get all the towels.
I'm sorry. These bathroom floors need to be scrubbed. Like, just I. That's going to be the takeaway for me. With Sheena.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just like. I
love you.
I love that part too.
I
love you.
And he's just like, huh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you discuss how he was apparently engaged to the prince of Bahrain's daughter? Nope. No. And I also...
Isn't that person like so?
I Googled
super,
it.
It's problematic.
No. And also these
the
women.
The Sultan of Brunei.
Guess what? They're not marrying some American.
Dating
fuck.
Rob Valletta.
Like, they're not dating Rob Valletta. Their fathers would have Rob murdered. They'd be like, thanks. No, that's not how we do it over here. But thanks, Rob. Well, I love your boat.
Wait, we need a deep dive
that was the
into
biggest
like.
Lie.
What is that?
Was it Bahrain or what
it was
it?
Brunei.
It was Brunei?
The Sultan of Brunei, who like isn't, doesn't he like partially own the Beverly Hills Hotel?
And I it was feel like people he said Prince of Bahrain. These women don't pick their husbands.
Yeah.
They're not like, I met a guy in LA. They're like, no,
his name is Rob. Rob's Valletta on Instagram. His sister is Amber Valletta. He's so nice.
Wait, do you know that I don't think I knew that?
No.
Wait, you're hearing it live on the podcast?
The only reason that I kind of...
I'm getting dizzy. I didn't put that together.
The only reason I even put up with Rob's Valletta is because of the Amber Valletta connection.
Rob Valletta is Amber Valletta's brother?
Yes. Mic drop. She's done.
You guys, first of all, you know what? I want to take this moment to acknowledge to your audience, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I know that I've disappointed you.
Mm-hmm.
I've disappointed them. I'm better than this.
You are better than
and
this.
And I should have known. And this makes me concerned for myself.
I'm questioning a lot of things.
Wow. I am.
I'm going to forgive you.
Wow. I'm emotionally battered by that.
I'm just going to, you know what? I was going to say I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget it. But I will forgive you and I will forget it. And I'm going to move on. And you know what? The past is the past.
Thank you.
And I want this relationship to work. So I'm just going to give 100% and never bring it up
again. Can we acknowledge what would, how incredible it would be? Sheena desperately pursuing the friendship with Amber and Amber being like, get away from me.
I've always wondered, like, has Amber met Sheena? What does Amber think of Sheena?
Oh,
like, I would love to be a fly on the
wall
in their interactions. I feel like Sheena doesn't even understand who Amber Valletta is.
Probably not.
Like, she has, like, no appreciation for, like...
Like, does she even understand Amber Valletta's Versace campaign in 99? Like, does she understand how important that was?
No.
Okay, we can move on, but I'm reeling.
Yeah.
I'm reeling.
No,
and you know what? We had a real moment on this podcast.
We had a real moment. And also, it's Vanderpump Rules is now starting to do this thing where it's bleeding into, like, chicer universes. Mm. And I'm not okay with
it. No, it needs to stay tacky.
It needs to stay tacky.
Mm-mm.
Like, the Reiki master that Jax is going to see, Kelsey, was recently featured on a Goop Lab. Like, you could get... And it was this crossover is, like... You can't take two worlds that I'm obsessed with at that level and then merge them in this, like, weird Venn diagram.
Wow.
Like, where do I fit into all this? Like, think about me.
Uh-huh. And you know what? I got to tell you something. I was struck about two episodes back where I went, you know what? The kids are growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, you know, has Katie announced that she's pregnant? Because I'm convinced she is.
Oh, really?
They were.
No,
okay.
She has not announced that.
And I'll tell you why.
Oh, I love this theory.
And if she is, then you guys can refer back to this episode. So they were doing press for the new season.
Mm-hmm.
This was maybe like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. It was like either Access Hollywood Live or like People Now or one of these things. And she, like, they asked about kids and she's like, oh no, we want them and we are ready. And I was like, you're pregnant. As a woman of a certain age who's now, I have an 11-year-old and I've been through I know she's pregnant.
You know it.
I guarantee you within the next 2 weeks, we're going to find out that she's pregnant.
Oh my God.
So can the show.
Calling it. I love
do
that.
Do we want late 30s Vanderpumpers?
It's tough. I don't know. That's tough. And I had a moment last night when I was watching the episode where I was like, these people are going to be like in their 50s someday. And they're still going to be around-ish.
It's
what I mean?
It's not cute to be 40 and shit-faced drunk.
No.
You know what I mean? And screaming about someone's, but it's like, it's not cute anymore. So
like, what are they going to be like after kind of the show has died down? You know, like Jersey Shore, like they popped, they were so famous and now they're like 10 years older or whatever. And they're still like around, like kind of doing it.
Okay.
But it's always depressing for, especially in the reality universe, to see them age.
That is a horror that I don't want to think about. And this is the same level. Like, hearing this is almost as bad when I think about Syrian refugees. Like, what's going to happen to them? Like, where will they be in 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
I can't go there with you.
Yeah.
Because it's too dark.
It's too much.
I think a couple of them will be fine.
Yeah.
I think a couple will be fine. And I think a couple
will the women will probably be okay. Like,
I
actually have a good... Like, I feel like they're kind of learning.
They're scrappy.
They're coming together, like... I like how things are turning into like a girl power moment on the show.
Okay.
Even if they're just pretending.
Are we going to talk about Lala?
We'll talk about
Lala. Okay. Please go back to your notes. I wish you guys could see these notes.
Wow. Jax and Sandoval put on their rompers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sandoval sprayed a beer all over the birthday party. Like one would do with a bottle of champagne, except it was just a bottle of beer.
Yeah, no thanks.
And I was like, that's gross. Like, why would you do that here?
I don't like it.
If it was champagne, okay, but still annoying. But
no,
like,
also these girls have lots of extensions in. Don't get
like,
them
the
wet.
Fuck?
No, what? You know what? What the fuck?
What
that's
the
all
fuck,
you can say.
Sandoval. Yeah, put the beer down.
No, at least he got rid of his extensions.
Oh, I kind of liked those.
Did you really?
Yeah, they were like a fun. I like when he takes a risk.
Okay.
Beauty risks.
Okay.
Yeah, not sartorial risks. I could do with.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Out.
Stassi and Kristen. So Billie Lee comes over to hang with Stassi and Kristen, and I love her, nice. But her hat in that scene was really challenging.
It was tough.
Uh-huh. And they warn her about Jeremy, who's recently asked her out on a date, and yes. They're like, are you going to a public place?
It wasn't nice. And by the way, if I were Ariana, I would have had the exact same reaction.
Here's the thing. When they showed the footage of him at the wedding, I was like, I know that kind of behavior from a man. Like, where
first
it's like,
of all, he was drunk.
He was drunk, but it's like too touchy, uncomfortable. And it's like, these things happen. Like, men act like this. And if you're drunk, like, not that that's an excuse, but it is like, it would make it easier to act like that than if you're sober.
100%.
And but I think. go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but no, here's okay. the deal. And obviously it's a show, so I'm glad they yeah. didn't do this. Mm-hmm. But in real life, they should have come to Ariana and said, you know what? I don't like the way your brother's acting right now. Mm-hmm. Like, he's being gross and you need to check him right now because yeah. I don't want something bad to happen and he might get himself into trouble.
Yeah.
Real trouble. Mm-hmm. That's what a real friend does, as opposed to not telling her, keeping it to yourself. Because Stassi and Ariana had like a come to Jesus moment at that wedding.
Yeah, they did.
So they were speaking at that time. Mm-hmm. And as opposed to never saying anything and then
6 months later when it's on camera.
And then making it seem like your brother is like a full date rapist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so I agree with you that, like, no, that's not okay to be skeezy and gross all over girls and make them uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, then talk about it with Ariana and give her a chance to say to him, cut it out.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe, like, I don't think he's a bad person.
I don't think he's a bad person, but I think that it's like, if you're a man and you're caught in a moment of creepiness, yeah. like, you just need to be like, yeah, I was drunk and I'm sorry that I was creepy and like made yeah. you feel uncomfortable.
You're right. You're
and
not
then
wrong.
Like everyone can move on.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, for Ariana, like, it's hard if it's your family, like
on
no
camera.
No one wants to be like confronted about that because it also like reflects on you in some yes. weird way. And it's just like sensitive. But I do think that I was kind of just weirded out by the fact that no one was like addressed the creepiness.
You're right.
Owned it and then got over it.
What did you think about when Katie then confronted Ariana about being like, we're speaking up for voiceless women, and then tried to like turn Ariana's feminism back on her?
That was weird.
And then Katie kept going, did I stutter? Could I have been more clear? She was just so excited to go after
her. She was excited. And then Ariana just got too lit about the yeah. whole thing. And then it was just like a bad look kind of for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's a bad look for everyone when like Stassi and Katie come out looking like the same ones.
That's not great.
It's like things have gone off the rails and we need to backtrack.
But it's very hard because by the same token, I felt for Ariana and I feel like I probably would have done the same thing about my own brother. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I get it. Again, not at all defending gross, creepy behavior and making girls uncomfortable and coming onto them and being gross and drunk.
Yeah.
But I also understand Ariana being like, do not come for my brother yeah. when he's not here to defend himself on camera. Like, I get that, particularly because mm-hmm. I think she obviously loves her brother very much.
Well,
so,
yeah.
You know what? Both were right and both were wrong, weren't mm-hmm. they?
And this is a learning experience
for everybody,
that we can all grow from.
For everybody.
Brittany and Sheena go out to lunch, mm-hmm. and Sheena is ready to meddle in her relationship yes. and set her up with Adam, the new guy.
He is very cute.
Who is cute?
He's cute.
Yeah.
And normally I don't find any of these people attractive. And
really?
I was like,
you have no attraction to any of them?
No.
Really?
I do think Tom Sandoval's like objectively good looking.
Yeah.
And
he has a certain something in person too that it's like,
I'm sure he's adorable. I think mm-hmm. he's got a very cute personality. The other Tom, I think, is very cute. Mm-hmm. But like horrifying.
Jax
like,
is a monster.
It wouldn't even occur to me. Like yeah. in any of those guys. But then that guy, I was like, he's actually pretty cute.
Yeah, he's cute. And yeah. I liked his Sir hat with the pink.
Cute.
I have one that's yellow, but
you.
I was really jealous of the pink mm-hmm. merch and
sure.
wish that I'd gotten that one instead.
Yeah.
Tom, they have a check-in. It's under construction. People are like digging graves in the back of it.
Uh-huh.
Tom Schwartz.
Wears the wrong shoes. Who wears that to a construction site?
And he also, then there's like this whole montage uh-huh. of every
a
time
montage.
He's worn these mm-hmm. slippers.
I hope he has a tetanus
different
shot.
Types of slippers.
Yeah.
And it's like, get your shit together.
Too old.
Stop wearing these slippers.
Agreed. It's not okay.
They're gross.
Mm-hmm.
Sheena is styling Billie Lee for her date, and she says that she thinks that Billie Lee and Jeremy are perfect for each other because they both smoke weed.
That was the best thing ever. Was that not the best thing ever? They both smoke weed, and they're perfect for each other.
Sheena, you get like a real glimpse into like Sheena's relationship, like math that she does, where
Sheena.
It's like, she's like, yeah, they smoke weed, so they're
a
good match.
We are meant to be together. Remember, where do you think that all the Shay and Sheena huge, oversized, blown-up wedding pictures are now? Remember their apartment?
I think they're probably in, like, a storage unit.
Okay.
I wish that she would auction them off because I know so many people that would buy them. Like, she could command top dollar for those.
I think she could get $2,500 for each of those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love those in that leather couch.
Did you catch that they've been, like, replaced by smaller framed photos of Sheena and Rob?
Correct.
But that were taken at an event.
They're all photo booth pictures.
Yeah. And it had like the little photo booth watermark on all of them.
Yeah.
That was not even, that was like partially eclipsed by the frame, but like not really cropped. It's just like, oh God, it's classic Vanderpump behavior.
To represent with pictures in her apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss those. I miss those Sheena Shea pictures.
I know. She has some that are just of her blown up now, which is like a real, how Stella got her groove back.
Yeah. Well, your apartment is covered.
Sheena got her canvas back.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
They dress Billy Lee for the date and let her go out to the door. I let her go out with her bra showing, which I thought was really weird.
No, and I didn't like the way that polyester jumpsuit looked, or short suit.
No, I was like, come on, girls. Like, you can't just like offer.
You look great.
Yeah. You can't offer to style someone and then let them leave looking like that.
It wasn't okay. And by the way, I don't feel that her and Jeremy have any chemistry, but go on.
No, and I kind of I'm kind of like, this is the first time we've ever seen Jeremy have like a storyline.
Or speak. Yeah.
And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he's asking Billy out just so he can get some camera time.
Absolutely. I mean, I appreciated him being so positive about her being trans.
Oh, absolutely. And I love the fact that she's like, we have a trans character like, on the show.
Great. I'm very happy, but I agree with you.
I'm a little suspect.
Yeah. He needs some FaceTime.
Yeah.
And this is a great way for him to get into it.
They go to the sandbox, which freaked me out. You know that where
I've
that
driven
place
by
is.
It.
We've all driven by
several times.
We've
never
been subjected. I've gone there once.
What's it like? Terrible.
It was bad. Mm. It's so bad. It's closed now forever.
Oh,
it's done.
Okay.
But that's like a classic Vanderpump spot that they'd always go because it was a different thing before. It was the sandbox.
Oh, and they would always go there.
They went there for Sheena's birthday party, or the one where like, I think Sheena like lap danced on Peter or something, and then Katie flipped out. And
there's got to be only so many places that'll let you film.
Yeah.
Like the Cabo Cantina on Sunset. They always do Bad Girls Club there.
Oh, really?
That's an aside. Mm-hmm. Go on.
Fun fact. James and his dad go out for a drink at the weird like New Orleans bar.
Very dark. Very dark. James pays. Very dark.
We get a taste of his new music that he's working on, and I like love his music. I don't know if you heard his new track that dropped last week.
Oh, excuse me. I did an Insta story about it.
Oh my God. Yes.
It was so life changing.
So you're familiar.
What is it? Cause I took two. What is it?
Flip out because I took two.
It's fantastic. And
it's like about
he does a
taking
thing.
Molly.
I wish that I'll try to explain to the audience what he does. He looks back and then looks forward. That's his dance move. You look back to nobody behind you. And then you go back and forth. That's his move.
That's great.
I loved it. Yeah, he took two Molly.
He took two Molly, and he's now ready to like blast off the face of the planet. And like, he's just like, I love him like rapping to his dad, like giving us a little taste of this new song that he has with Lala. Like,
sure.
I'm fully supportive of James's music. I believe in his abilities. I think that he will fully be at Coachella someday.
Do you think so?
I absolutely
that
think
would
so.
Make like, me I have, very happy.
I kind of have like psychic stuff like when it comes to that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I was like, he will be at Coachella.
Nothing would make me happier.
And same. And then there's a moment in this where he's with his dad and he's like, me and Lala are going to be on the Grammy stage.
Ooh.
So he's now even predicting bigger things for himself.
Okay.
I don't necessarily get a psychic feeling for the Grammy stage.
You're not feeling that.
I'm not.
But you're feeling a festival.
My angels aren't like coming in for but I'm really feeling a Coachella moment.
Okay.
Yeah. So
good.
And I think that James is just a little sweetie at the end of the day.
I do think James is a sweetie. I think that he's a true alcoholic.
Yeah.
That he like, you know, like there are some people who I think are truly allergic to alcohol. Mm-hmm. Like they become monsters when they drink. And I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about the pasta.
Agree. It's not about the pasta.
It's about his alcohol. But I do, by the way, he's fantastic. He's so fucking watchable.
He's so watchable. He's great. He's like vulnerable in this weird way, especially in this episode.
I forget. Oh, when he cried.
We got that little baby pic of him, like baby DJ JK.
Behind what's it called? The track. What's it called? The tracks.
The decks.
My decks. Good for you that you remember that. But like, he took his parents' divorce. Like when mommy and daddy broke up, that was very hard for
him. That was really hard for
him. By the way, where did Logan go? What's
I
his
don't
name?
Know.
Because they really set it up like there was going to be major drama, and then
Logan
disappeared.
They just shut it down.
Shut it down.
They're doing that this season with the tangential characters, where they're setting it up to think that there's drama, and then they silence them.
You can't open up
I
a
need
season.
Faith.
Faith.
I need Faith to come back.
Faith.
Weigh in on at least 50 different things.
You're going
to
release a thermal nuclear explosion and then disappear? No, it doesn't work like that.
It's weird. And then Logan, I also need some follow up there. And I need follow up with like the elderly woman that Faith was sitting for. Like everyone has, they continue to never address that. It was like run of the mill.
So they fucked in the room with the elderly woman,
I think so.
Okay. Okay, that's great. I feel like that's a form of rape.
Yeah.
And also...
it's elder abuse. Like, it's like there's something is not right. And the fact that no one ever refers back to it again. Like,
if I was that woman's if that happened in my children, friend group,
I would never stop talking about it. It would be the topic ever. Of every conversation for months.
I'd be like, it'd be like a year later. I'd be like, oh, we're just going to go out to brunch when you fucked in a room with an old person who's on the verge of death.
I'd like write a play about it. I do like an off-Broadway.
God, there's a lot going on.
There's so much going on. Mm-hmm. But how crazy are these people's lives that like something like that happens and they're like, just anyways, doing a shot. Like they're not phased. Uh-huh. It's wild.
Wild.
Jeremy apparently saved Sir from burning down.
Who knew?
So Lisa just slips him some money.
Couple hundred.
Yeah, on camera. I love that it's like the whole thing is... But, okay, so I have a theory that I've been like floating to guests on this podcast.
Go.
That I think Lisa is like a serial arsonist. I'm going to actually...
Oh,
it was
God.
That she had like some...
Did Pump have a fire too?
Pump has had two fires.
Oh, yeah.
Sir had a fire. Her house...
Burned down. Oh my God, wait a minute.
Like, no one is, like, truthing about this but me. And I mean, I'm worried, but I'm going to go out on a lot. Like, you know.
Well, first of all, that is insane. How can one person have that many fires?
There's not that many fires don't happen for just no reason. Like, you don't karmically just, like, come into fire.
Are they all insurance scams? Every one of them?
They're all insurance scams, especially the Sir one, because the fire happened in the electrical room.
Right.
And then she's like... We had to replace the floors.
Everything.
We had to replace the chair covers.
Yeah. We had to repaint, redo everything.
We had to get new chandeliers. It's like, And then when she was like, she said something to Max, when she was like, congratulations on your $2,000 tip. And I think that that's like, could be some form of money laundering where she like says he got this tip, but blah, blah, blah. And then the money like comes back to her somehow.
I gotta tell you something. You have just blown my mind. I feel like I'm seeing things now through a completely different lens, and I think you're onto something. And why has no one ever spoken about this?
No one's ever spoken.
You're
about
the only one.
This is like my spotlight.
This really is. Oh my God. We need like, this is where we need a montage of you like furiously scribbling. Like you need to get a gang of journalists on this.
Yeah. Investigating like LA Times.
Massive expose.
Come on and like break this story.
Guess what? I believe you.
Yeah.
And I agree.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Something's not right. Something's not right.
Oh my God. Well, I'm sure Ken helps her.
Yeah. Oh, he's the best. She's learned from the best.
I also have never seen a bigger ride or die than Ken for Lisa. Ever.
Both of them for each other.
It's true. I've never seen like that reality show Curse where it just breaks marriages up all the time. I mean, this is just more glue for the two of them. They will never. Ever
no.
be broken apart.
They're immune. Like they, and that's kind of like goals.
It is.
Yeah. Like
it
I love is. The way that they stand for
Agreed.
Each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really unclear on everyone watching each other get lasered on reality TV.
I don't understand.
Every time someone gets like a wax or like laser hair removal.
I mean, this was on America's Top Model.
This
in
is an, a,
years
a
ago.
Trope of so many reality TV
so
shows.
So many Real Housewives.
Where they're like women, like, I don't know any woman friend of mine
ever.
Or any woman really that would want to sit in a room
ever.
And watch me get my bush lasered
off.
Well,
first of all, legs spread open.
Yeah.
Just wide
fully.
Open.
And
investigating vagina, like looking really close
like
at the vagina.
I wouldn't want to do that for any of my friends.
No.
Really. I mean, even if they asked me, I guess I'd be like, okay.
If like, they did, I would be like, why do you want me there? And if I, and the whole time I'd be on my phone. I'd be like, I'm here for moral support.
Yeah.
But I'm not
trying to look in and weigh in on like what I think it looks like and get up close and personal. Like that's not a thing people ever really do.
I've never in my life heard of it. And again, you are really speaking truth to power right now. And I couldn't agree with you more. And also, it's making it seem like this is a thing that women do.
They don't
no,
ever
I've
do
never,
this.
And I know lots of women and have very good friends. It's never, look, I've told people in detail about like, I mean, I'm showing my age, but the first place in LA that did they called it the Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
It was this place called Pink Cheeks in the Valley.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
think the lady's still at it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I told my friends in great detail when I had that wax done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it was life altering. And also like, I've never had beads of sweat drop off onto the paper on the like, table. Like, I'll tell them, but I would never
invite them
ever.
For a front row
they
seat.
Showed Sheena's ass getting lasered.
Sheena
they
just
showed
like, turned to the side being like posing, and I'm like,
her tush she?
I just don't get, I don't understand that, I don't understand that outing, that group outing.
Okay, thank you. You and I are on the same page about that. Mm-hmm.
So then all the girls go out for, like, I guess a girls drink for on Britney's behalf or something.
What and, was
like,
that for?
I don't know, but Britney was like, they all hate each other, but they came here to hang with me or
what
something.
What was it?
I don't know.
Were they celebrating Jack's birthday? Britney was like, we're going to have girl birthday drinks for Jack.
And they went out to the bar, the Red Lion on the east side, which was shocking.
Very strange. I couldn't believe it.
And then Kristen turns to Ariana and she's like, so survey says you have a grid looking vagina. And then Sheena butts in, and I had to rewind this because it was kind of muffled.
Yeah.
But she like pipes up and she's like, that's what my boyfriend tells me too. So I'll take it. And like, and everyone looked at her and someone goes, Sheena, like they'd like scolded her for that.
Can I say one quick thing about Ariana? As long as you've mentioned the great looking vagina and Lala saying I'd be in porn if I had your vagina. You know, Ariana's journey this year has been about her body consciousness.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that if Ariana doesn't like the way she looks, how am I being seen in public?
Yeah.
Like, fully clothed.
No, yeah.
Like, this is one of the most attractive people I've ever seen in my life with the most insane...
An insane body.
And by the way, you're on camera, which makes you look 10 pounds heavier. Yeah. So that means in person, it's perfect.
In person, she really is, like, perfect looking.
No,
like,
I've seen met her in person.
It's insane. She's like, I don't work out. It's like one of those people that's just, like, perfectly proportioned. So...
Again,
I'm with you. I'm like, who did this to you to
I'm
make
you? I'm disgusted by my body. If she's disgusted by my body, how are people not spitting at me in the streets? How am I not being stoned by strangers going to the market? This is the best looking person ever, like with perfect skin and the most beautiful body and perfect boobies. And clearly, now we know perfect vagina. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Yeah. How
were all of us supposed to feel about ourselves after seeing that?
Yeah, it was a little, because at first I was here for the struggle because I feel like I've known women that have been like self-conscious about their vaginas. And that's like definitely a thing in like, especially in our culture now.
Yeah,
so
true.
I was like, okay, thanks for speaking to this struggle. Like you're bringing awareness to like.
Sure.
But then it turned into like just a vagina brag. I was like, do you really believe this if you're just like you allow three women to come and watch you get laser hair removal with a camera crew there?
Like legs spread out. By the way, I don't think I've ever spread my legs out that much in any sexual interaction, in any doctor's office. I don't think I've ever, and I've been deeply waxed.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even had my legs spread open, let alone with other people in the room.
Yeah, I would just be incredibly uncomfortable.
My point is, if that person's unhappy with their body, holy shit, I'm gonna go and live in a bunker.
And maybe she had like a vaginal revolution.
No, but she talked about her body too.
Yeah.
Like her whole body.
Yeah.
What?
I'm unclear.
I had her body, I would be arrested weekly for
running around nude.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm sorry. No, the clothes are coming off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care if it's pouring rain. I have the best tits you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ariana, if you're listening to this, oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it together.
Get it together.
Get it together because it's fine.
And it's perfect.
It's perfect. It's good.
Yeah.
Sheena leaves.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
I have somewhere I need to be.
Yeah.
Ariana gets too lit about her brother, which, you know, it's sensitive. And then we get to Jax's man cave, which is... It's like the movie Mother or something in there. Like, it's like, I feel like the walls could break away at any second and like demons could come out and like bombs go off.
And the drum kit that she bought him, which, by the way, I'm sure wasn't cheap.
No, drum kits are expensive.
Yeah.
And like, he has that sign. So Jax and Britney, I'm sure you've noticed this in their house. They have like sign, like those little like silly signs that say like, in his man cave, it says, man cave, open 24/7.
Okay, I just want to say, for sure you get those at Marshall's or TJ Maxx, right?
Or like Michael's or just somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get them at like vacation.
They
like
make me feel dead inside.
Yeah,
they
it's
do.
Like a lot.
Like the least offensive one is one that says like beach with an arrow. Like, and even that, I'm like, I want to die
when I
see those.
And they're not close to the beach.
No.
It's like,
no.
Yeah.
No.
So his man cave, he also has like 1,000 hats on a rack. Did you know? I was like, why does he have so many hats? Like, and is this a thing that guys
do? I've never seen him with a hat on.
I feel like.
He doesn't wear hats.
When
does he wear hats?
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't understand the hat collection.
I don't think of him as like a hat guy.
Yeah.
Like I'm on Housewives, like, you know how like Joe Gorga's always in a hat?
Yeah.
That would make sense to be like, oh, there's this funny hat collection. I've never seen Jax in a hat.
Yeah. I feel like I've in a couple.
And he's got a shaved head. He could wear hats all day long, not have to worry about the hair.
Why? But like, why so many?
I don't know.
Sandoval confronts Stassi and Kristen about Jeremy.
And I kind of loved his ride or die for Ariana.
You loved it?
I do, a little bit. Just that he was like, I'm going to fuck. Because he knows Jeremy probably pretty well.
Yeah.
And he got really defensive of him. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but I sort of loved it. And by the way, were they...
Can we talk about the perfume?
I was like, just about to say, have you ever in your life with your girlfriends been like, we're going to make perfume today? I'd be like, no.
And in stored in what? Mason jars? Like,
it was those... You know what those
they're
were?
Soap dispensers.
Or I thought they were plant misters.
Oh.
Those are plant misters. Like old timey, like my grandma had those.
Katie loves to like craft things with like a mason jar involved. And I'm so not down. Like if one of my girlfriends was like, come over, we're doing this, I'd be like, absolutely not. Like,
equivalent
I'm really
worried
of those
about signs.
You. Yeah. I'm going to like call for a 5150.
Yes.
And I'll see you in 72 hours uh-huh. once you've been like properly evaluated. Uh-huh. Like you don't make perfume out of like grapeseed oil. Like she
also,
had grapeseed
why
oil.
Why do you need a reason to get together with your girlfriends? It's like, yeah. just come over. Yeah. And drink light beer.
And then like Kristen had a cocktail, yeah. I think. She mm-hmm. probably had like a tequila and Diet Coke By the or way, something that was like.
Congrats very... to Kristen because she has zero reason to be on that show and she has hung the fuck in there.
But I miss her so much.
Well, when she and James fought.
She does not have a storyline.
No.
She has no storyline. She's truly just a supporting character.
And the fact that she gets her own confessionals and stuff for having nothing going on.
But they're few and far between. Yeah. Like, she's getting phased out. And also in the opening credits, to bring it back to that, she's the last one. She's, yeah. like, on the end, the last person you see. And I mean, just like...
Is her stand-up career taking off?
One can only hope.
I know. Okay.
Her whole life is... Comedy is her life.
It is her life. Improv and comedy.
She'll sketch. Mm-hmm. I weirdly found myself to be at Team Stassi in that interaction with Sandoval, though.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't...
Like, he attacked her.
Yeah, well, I just don't think that you can tell a woman who was creeped out by someone that, like, just to be like, you're making it up because it's convenient or, like, that's not what happened. It's like, you can't really do that.
The muddied waters are that this is his, essentially, brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And so on the one hand, like I said, it's a gray area, isn't mm-hmm. it? Because he's protecting his family. He's protecting his girl who doesn't believe it and doesn't acknowledge it and doesn't think that's a possibility and thinks that this person would never be capable of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi also has a point.
Yeah.
And what did he say? I'm sick of defending men. Did he say that?
She said that.
Oh, okay. She's yes. Like,
but what was also interesting is to see Stassi having this perspective yes. and this moment that happened prior to her releasing that podcast episode where she's like, are we on a male witch hunt that like yeah. got her in a lot of
right.
trouble? So I'm like, how did you get from here to there? Because like you just had an experience that's not, I mean, obviously like it's not as intense as like a sexual assault. Like there are levels.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it's an experience where a man made you feel really uncomfortable. And then months later you were like questioning like Me Too survivors. Like I'm just,
she really did. And also never forget that she photographed herself and like she made a Nazi uniform and thought
yeah.
that she's mm-hmm. like Nazi chic. It's like what, who doesn't know that you don't do
it's
that
like not a thing.
No, it's not a thing. So I don't trust or believe anything Stassi says.
Yeah,
so it's hard for me. It's hard, but again, we're in a real gray area.
Yeah, and I have a hard time with her, and I obviously wouldn't want anyone to have to go through like an uncomfortable
but
thing.
He was kind of being gross with her at the wedding.
Yeah, and but I'm yeah, I just, it's not adding up.
What are we gonna do?
I don't think that there's a lot of like self-reflection with Stassi when it comes to like processing
Agreed.
Anything that happens in her life. Mm-hmm. So everything happens in a vacuum and
yes.
it's like in one ear and out the other.
Good
and
point.
Like she's just very reactive.
You know what? I think that is an excellent vantage point about Stassi. You're completely correct.
Brittany talks to Don.
Yeah.
Sweet Don.
That
I love
was heartbreaking.
Her dad.
And he seems really great.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Yeah. When he's like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and he's like brings up a good point, which is like he's 38 years old. Like most people don't change after a certain age.
Not speaking to her in the way that I would speak to my daughter.
I feel like they're not very close. I feel like Brittany is probably very close with her mom and has this weird relationship where she confides in all the horrible things.
Are the parents divorced?
The parents are divorced.
Right.
Her mom's been remarried like three or four times.
Oh.
Yeah. Sherry.
Oh, okay.
Sherry's just like swinging around. Oh, you know,
man.
Town.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. They do their thing.
Yeah. She's all right. Very like forgiving.
So she doesn't have a great role model.
She doesn't have a great role model.
Because this would really concern me. And if this was my daughter, I'd probably fly out there and say, I'm moving you out today. And I, you know what I probably would have done, which probably isn't a great idea, but I probably would have gotten her an apartment on my own and been mm-hmm. like, you will not do this for yourself. So I need to do it.
Yeah.
And also I would be like, I'm not speaking to him. And I don't, and frankly, if you're going to stay with him, I'm not supportive of this relationship. I think it's abusive. Mm-hmm. Obviously not, he's not slamming her up against a wall, but I think the way he speaks to her, I think what he does to her is completely abusive.
I think so too. And I think that there's like financial control, yes. like
oh, that stuff he says, make me a sandwich.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's dark. And also her, if I had a daughter that came to me and was like, I am in love with this guy who's like known as like a bad guy, but yeah. I hope he'll change for me. Mm-hmm. I would hope that I would have raised my child to know that like no one changes for you. You can't ever expect anyone to
ever.
Change for you.
So
ever.
It was hard for me as a parent to watch mm-hmm. that because I'd be screaming, but I think he was as clear as he could have been.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I don't think Brittany is ever going to hear anyone. Like, mm-hmm. I have a feeling that, like, they could be together forever, which is just, like, so...
She's going to get pregnant, too. She yeah. will get pregnant, and I bet it'll be sooner rather than later. I'm sure all her friends from Kentucky already have four kids.
Oh, yeah. They're all, like, married, pregnant.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, how old is Brittany? Is she over 30?
She's not over 30. I think she's younger than... A lot of them. Still. I feel like she's like still in her late 20s.
I'm sure most of her friends are married and have kids yeah. and whatever. So I'm sure
they are. God. And they had said that like on the show on the Brittany and Jack's Take Kentucky or whatever. Like it showed a lot of her friends that have like multiple children.
We're going to have an emergency podcast when that happens.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Lala's fourth wave feminism?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say she's a very interesting character because she really came in as one thing and is now another thing.
Yeah.
She came in as like really combative with the girls. Like, I'm here. Look, you're a bitch. I'm a bitch. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to mix it up. And she has now gone over that. Like, even her wanting to go after Stassi, she's like, see, I have tried. I've tried to see the good in her. I am fucking living for Lala.
I'm
here for it. Like, first of all, not that this matters. She is so outstandingly gorgeous. I cannot stand it.
She's like,
she's so pretty when done without a stitch of makeup.
Yeah.
And that body. Mm-hmm. Again, if I had that body,
yeah,
arrested,
it's insane.
Just living in jail. Oh, naked girl.
And the way that she like carries herself, like mm-hmm. it's like she carries herself really nicely. Like she sits up really straight.
Well,
and like,
she's had an arc.
Yeah,
she is different than she was when she came in.
Mm-hmm.
And I am here for it.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I love her. I am a friend of women first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
and I'm here for it, and I like it.
Yeah,
and I hope her makeup business takes off.
I think it might because she owns like the beauty company that I think.
Oh, really?
Manufactures her makeup. Like it's not like a licensed out.
Oh well,
deal.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's a businesswoman.
I'm into her. Yeah. I think she's unbelievably watchable.
She has a star power too. Like that thing that just makes you like
she's
a watchable reality star.
She's not depressing.
No. She's not.
No, she really isn't. I'm like, you're kind of awesome.
She's actually aspirational.
Yes, I agree.
I would hope that, I think that her boyfriend now is like hopefully a starter boyfriend.
I hope.
And that she's
my
like,
man.
Yeah, her man.
I'm a little concerned. It's not a great place to
I'm
be.
I'm not loving the like that relationship.
I'm not
for
loving
her.
That he has a kid and dumped
I think that,
his wife.
Yeah, but it seems
messy.
Like everyone's on friendly terms.
Okay.
But I feel like she can do better.
I agree.
And like, I don't want this to be the end all. Like, I want this to be just like one facet of
but
her.
But she
like,
is thriving.
Yeah, she's
so
thriving.
There's got to be something about him that's making her feel empowered.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm here for Lala and her fourth wave feminism.
Yeah.
I'm so into it.
I'm so down. Jax's reactions to Brittany on the phone with her dad when he's in his like drum room being like, like he just is.
Oh. Yeah.
And then he goes in and they have their conversation where Brittany's like, you must promise to never, ever do this again. And it's like, if you have to say that to someone,
you're not perfect either.
Yeah. It's like,
it's all he ever
this
says.
This is not like, this is just
he has not learned
good.
A thing. Also,
no.
Haven't we established that he's a sociopath?
Yeah. Like he's going to keep doing this. Like this is who he is.
He does not have like a conscience that's going to make him be like, you know what? That's going to feel bad if I do that behavior.
Yeah.
And I care about her and I'm not going to do that. Like it's not going to, of course he's going to cheat on her. Do you think she'll just stay forever? I think you think that. I think we've established.
I think after going through something like that, and like I've been in a relationship where I've been cheated on, and it was like truly, it was like
what
the
happened?
Last straw.
Oh, so you were like, we're done.
Well, things were going bad. This was like back when I was like 20 years old, and
right.
I dated a very Jax adjacent type of
guy.
Who
but
was
you were never going to get married to this person.
No, but I was very in love with him. And he was also a server at like a hot restaurant in Oklahoma City.
Oh my God, I love
and,
this.
And I was really into him, but then the relationship started to go south and we were fighting a lot, and I found that he was being very dishonest about a lot of things. So I broke up with him, and then I found out like a bunch of his friends were out at a bar, and one of my friends overheard them talking, and they were like, I can't believe like she dated him for so long. He cheated on her all this, like so much. And like, why would he do that?
Oh,
like she's
God.
A catch. So then that got back to me. So then I called him. It was like 2 days after his birthday. And I was like, hey, I have like a birthday present I really would love to give you. And like,
it's like the movie Heartburn.
Yeah. And then I came over and I was like, what the fuck? And had a confrontation about the cheating.
Did he admit it?
He said that he just kissed, which is,
right.
That's why I always call bullshit when any of these people say they just kissed someone. Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And then we fought, broke up, and then did a weird Jackson Brittany, like, get back together for a few weeks, break up. That
but
was
you
on
were
and off.
20.
Yeah. But that's like 20 years old.
You were a baby.
And then I got over it and like moved on with my life, and I would never accept
ever.
That kind of behavior.
And I'm sure you look back on him and you're like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
And what was I doing?
And it was a thing where I was like, I'm so in love with this person. Like that has to, I think you process when you're younger too. You're like, if I feel this way about someone, that has to mean something.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't mean anything.
No, it really
it
doesn't.
Means that you're just like having feelings.
And you're infatuated and fixated or whatever.
And then you need to like, figure out what those mean for you and then like cut the person out of your life.
And by the way, we've seen Jax through a lot of breakups. Mm-hmm. And just remember, it's a lot of women being like, you're garbage. And him being like, I am. Like he always admits
so
it.
True.
He's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I fucked up. I'm a horrible person. I don't know why I do the things I do.
Mm-hmm.
The fact like Brittany is the best thing that's ever going to happen to him in his entire life.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't see it.
No, he doesn't.
And
you know why though? Because she's accepting the behavior.
She accepts the behavior and rewards it.
Yeah.
Sandoval said, she was like, he's like, maybe he'll cheat on her again before his 39th birthday. So he gets like
and
more gifts in the birthday party.
Why is he getting such a big birthday reception? Like he gets a trip to Cabo or wherever they're going. And then
no idea.
Drum kit and a birthday party and a fan. Like what is happening?
It's like beyond weird.
Brittany, I just think she's so adorable. Like I think Brittany could get spun off.
Yeah.
Like I think she's so cute. Why doesn't she see that?
I don't understand. And then also it's like, I feel like with Jax too, a guy like that, he'll always find some woman to like put up with that behavior.
That's true. And he'll just go younger.
And he'll just go younger and it will be one of the shittier things about going through a breakup with him, I'm sure, if Brittany ever is to break up with him, is I'm sure he'll bounce back completely.
He'll have a new woman
immediately.
But can I say something disgusting
that
I'm even loath to say out loud?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Please.
I feel like this is so gross. I'm so sorry. Is he good in bed? Like, does he? Because I feel like Kristen was like, he's disgusting and bad at it. But I feel like, why else would women put up with this and keep taking him back?
I don't know.
Maybe
I get,
he's
I,
good
I,
because
maybe
he was like, since Brittany and I have had our problems, we have had more sex than we've had. Like,
I feel like he's a selfish lover.
Me
though.
Too.
Like, I feel like he's just in it. Like, he just goes into like his like coke eyes, and then like,
God, it gets such
just
bad
like
coke
pounds
eyes.
Until it's over.
Oh.
Like, I don't see him being like attuned to a woman's needs. Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah,
it's
really confusing.
Coke eyes. The jackhammering and coke eyes.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
he stares at you like lasers.
No.
Into
too much
your
eye
skull.
Contact. Too much eye contact.
He put his foot on the coffee table at one point in that scene, and we got like a really clear view of the bottom of his foot, which was like a dinosaur foot. It was like scaly.
Oh,
it was like scaly gray with like a green spot.
No.
It was like,
oh, I got to go back and look.
Because you remember in one of the episodes in like the last couple weeks, he took a shoe off in the confessional and was just barefoot. And
oh
he had like a
God.
Big bunion. Like,
oh.
I'm really obsessed with his disgusting
feet. All
right.
Feet. I'm going to make a note of looking.
You got to go back and look.
Okay.
All the girls go out for drinks in their thigh-high boots. Ariana is channeling Beetlejuice.
Yes.
With like a very vertically striped, like black and white.
Very intense.
Shirt.
Uh-huh.
And the best moment of that was like Jeremy and Billie Lee show up together and like they're sitting there and he's like, do you want some muscles? And she goes, no, I'm vegan, boo.
Yeah. which is like, it seems like you guys really have a lot in common and you really know each other. That's like a,
also,
by the way,
on a date, like, wouldn't you know this about
and
someone?
Also, we know this. I have a husband who's vegan.
Oh, really?
Let me give you a little insight. You know right away that they're vegan.
Yeah.
Like, they're real clear about it. Like, on the first date, you're eating together. And if you paid attention to anything they said, you'd be like, oh, no, they're vegan.
Yeah.
But that was also the way she said it was hilarious.
No, I'm vegan, boo.
It was really good with her also overly long nails. Yeah. That was perfect.
Very long nails. Sheena takes Brittany aside and then, like, real talks her. And I just loved that Sheena's like, you want to be me? 32, divorced, no kids, no progress. I was like, no,
not
one
at
all. Wants to be you.
It was dark.
It was dark. And it's like, it's weird to see Sheena be able to have like a level of self-awareness, but she's not, it's coming from a place of trying to like fix Brittany, not like fix herself.
Because, no, that's a very good point. Like, she's not applying, she's like, I'm a lost cause. So I'm not going to apply any of this reasoning to myself.
She's
but
like, you
learn
me. And like, has no real emotion about what she just said about herself.
Also, she's always so like, everything's perfect. So it was interesting to have her have a moment of that self-reflection.
Yeah. And then it's just, I'm really confused. I wonder if Sheena's like, I imagine her like wading through this like muck.
Yes.
Like, and it's like, when will she ever see the light? And I don't know because I feel like she's always been like this and has, maybe she's like the least self-aware of anyone in the group.
I think this is it.
Which is hard. Like, that's like, takes a lot of work to be.
I shouldn't say this because I wish her nothing but good things. But how does this not end in some sort of pornography? Do you know what I mean?
For Sheena?
Yeah.
Well, she's maybe done a soft core.
Has she really?
Yeah, she did like a Cinemax show episode.
She did a Skinemax?
Yeah, she did.
Like, where she showed boobie and there was a lot of simulated sex.
Yeah, simulated sex, topless.
Okay, then I was vibing on that.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
dark.
So she's already been down that road. This is like the aftermath of that life experience for her.
Oh my God, it's so dark.
It's a dark journey for Sheena Shea.
Here's the point. Just... please let it be. I think Katie's pregnant. I just want that out of
there. Okay, yeah. That's like the hugest takeaway, I think, here.
Yeah. Those are what my angels are telling me.
Your psychic angels are saying in the next 2 weeks and some change.
I think we're going to get an Us Weekly announcement.
Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with this.
I'm telling you. And will you please immediately get in contact with me when you see this?
Are you kidding
me? Thank you.
Yeah, it's all happening.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Well, thank you so much
for being here. And thank you for your notes.
It's my pleasure to write
and
notes.
Don't ever get rid of that notebook because
I have to keep it forever.
Well, I feel like that could wind up in the Smithsonian one day. Like, thank that's you. A real important record.
I'm just doing the Lord's work.
Yes,
here.
You are.
I'm doing something that I was called to do.
Thank
by
you.
Having this podcast by a higher power. So,
thank you.
Thank you. And yeah, well, you'll have to come back again.
I will.
Hopefully the show will be on forever. Mm-hmm. So I'll be doing a lot more episodes.
And I encourage your listeners to please continue to watch the opening credits very closely. And no, again, you'll see something new every time.
Yeah. Tweet at us what you notice in the opening credits.
I would love to hear it.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it.
Thank
Where
you.
Can our listeners find you?
I am online? On Twitter at Miss Leslie G. I would have just been Leslie Grossman, but I was late to Twitter and that was already taken. Mm-hmm. And then on Instagram, I'm Leslie Grossman.
Love that.
And I do love to Insta story my Vanderpump feelings.
So yeah, get in touch about your opening credits thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, fellow pump heads. Yeah. Reach out.
Until next time.
Raise your glasses. Sorry. Bye.
Bye. This episode of the Sexy Unique podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsors, Lori Wheat, Meredith Good, and William Jones. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know. Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there!
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.